Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, an author, podcaster, and Marian theologian, and at present, the president of the Mariological Society of America. And this is the Commentaries series on the Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day 22, and I'll be offering final takeaways from the Glories of Mary after having read and commented on so many aspects of this beautiful text. But before we begin, let us start with a short prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. O Lord our God, you chose Mary to be your mother. You gave her to be our mother. And throughout the course of our church's history, so many saints have honored her in their writings, and they have prayed to her in their time of need. We thank you for the life of St. Alphonsus Liguori, for his reflections on Mary. We thank you for deepening our appreciation for who she is as our mother, who she is as our intercessor, as our advocate, as our mediatrix of grace. May what we learn today and in the past days from St. Alphonsus help us as we continue on our journey to the kingdom of heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, last time we discussed what Marian devotion is and how to practice it. Today, I just wish to kind of put a bow on everything that we have studied, everything we have read, kind of my own final takeaways. I don't know if I mentioned this at the very beginning, but this was my first time reading and reflecting on the Glories of Mary. Sure, I had read excerpts in the past, I had consulted it, maybe I read here and there, but I had never read the book in its entirety. So this was the first time for me doing so, and I have to tell you, my final takeaway is that I need to reread it, and that I need to read it again, and probably again, and maybe even one more time. It seems to me that this is one of those books that I will return to again and again, because there are so many riches contained within the text that just on my first reading and my commenting here, that it wasn't enough, that I wasn't able to dig as deep into the text as I could have. So I really do believe this text of St. Alphonsus Liguori requires further study. I know in my own life as an academic and as a researcher, as a writer, commentator, one of the things I know that I want to do is that I would like to go through this book again, and I would like to chronicle or tabulate all of the different references to apparitions of Our Lady. We know that Mary has appeared all throughout the world, that she's appeared in Fatima, in Lourdes, in Champion, Wisconsin, to St. Catherine Labouré with the Miraculous Medal, all of these different apparitions. These modern day apparitions, though, of course, are not contained in Alphonsus Liguori because he wrote many centuries before them. But his gift is that he is telling us all of these little stories, all of these little anecdotes that he has collected either from his own reading, from his own library, that he's collected from what he has heard others share. And so he puts them as little stories in the glories of Mary. And I think it would be an interesting study to go through and to kind of categorize all of these different apparitions. What were they like? What were their messages? Who were they to? To find similarities, to find differences, just to really look at the whole picture. Again, we think about all of these very public apparitions, and these are very private, very personal apparitions of Our Lady. So I think that would be worthy of studying. I think, too, another thing I would love to do is I would love to reread The Glories of Mary and compile every name of every person he quotes. You know, there are so many different names. And just to see the whole gamut of people. And again, to really think over and to be impressed by the fact that he had such a knowledge, that these texts and this knowledge was so available to him. So that's another area that I think we could study. Maybe looking at all the different scripture passages that he quotes and their relationship to Mary. That would be a great study for a biblical scholar. I'm not really sure in the area of Mariology and Marian theology how much St. Alphonsus Liguori has been studied. I know that when I was in the seminary, I thought about writing a paper on the glories of Mary, but I recall not finding all that much secondary scholarship and research. I do remember that there was a doctoral dissertation that I could have read from this one scholar, and, you know, he made a great contribution, I'm sure. So I think St. Alphonsus Liguori and his Mariology probably is not fully appreciated as he should be. A lot of people talk about him as a moral theologian, one who talks about living the moral life, following the commandments, things of that nature. He's well known for his work on Mary. The Glories of Mary is popularly known. So I think there's a lot more for us to appreciate about his reflections on Our Lady. More study, more rereading to do. I know for me, one of the takeaways that I had, and I would tell you this, that St. Alphonsus Liguori really influenced my Lenten resolution right after I had read it. Of course, every Lent, you take up spiritual practices and disciplines. And so for me, St. Alphonsus Liguori, having read The Glories of Mary, what I was really impressed by was kind of the simplicity of devotion to Our Lady. It doesn't have to be complex. That there's a value in praying three Hail Marys. I just kind of loved his references to the three Hail Marys when you wake up in the morning, when you're going to bed. And then hearing these different anecdotes and different stories that he relates and the power of calling upon Our Lady. These are things that I know, but just because I know them doesn't mean that I always have recourse to them. And so, after I had read The Glories of Mary, my Lent that year, and I even preached on it for my Ash Wednesday homily, I preached on returning to the basics. There are a lot of complex ideas that are in The Glories of Mary. We've covered some of them. Some of them very hard for me, even as kind of an expert in Marian theology, at times to grasp and to understand and to communicate, to defend. But yet there's something about simplicity and the basics too in this text, reminding me of the different little Marian principles and the value of Our Lady and all of that. So I have a great appreciation for this work. It's a spiritual classic. I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to read it and to share these thoughts and reflections with all of you through the Commentaries podcast. I would love to know what your thoughts were too. Maybe you've thought the same thing. Wow, this was so deep. I need to reread it so that maybe in my second reading, I might understand just a little bit more. Maybe I'll understand that complicated point that St. Alphonsus was trying to teach and to explain. I would tell you that this is a great contribution that St. Alphonsus made. To have all of these stories, to have all of these sayings of saints and holy people all in one place, this is an incredible resource to have. It's one that we can turn to again and again. Someone was corresponding with me via email about a question. And we're talking about St. Louis de Montfort, another spiritual classic in the spiritual life of Marian theology, True Devotion to Mary. We're talking about that text, and I said, well, you know, we probably should go and look and see what St. Alphonsus Liguori says. Because that was my realization, that this is a great research book, at least, that we can turn to and maybe discover things that we're curious about or that we're looking for answers to. I hope that you've appreciated The Glories of Mary as much as I have, and that it's helped to deepen your love and your devotion, your understanding about Mary, the mother of our Lord, our Savior, and our God, Jesus Christ. This has brought us to the end of today and the end of this series on The Glories of Mary for the Commentaries. Thank you so much for listening and joining me on your journey to grow deeper in your spiritual life. I hope that you will continue to listen to these wonderful podcasts from Tan Books and to keep discovering and rediscovering the spiritual classics written by the saints of our church. May God bless you, and Mary intercede for you.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support The Commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.